I want to talk a little bit about how Christians can fall asleep in their walk with the Lord. It would just be very quickly, and then we're going to pray for Ruth. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I have it written down here. I'm sorry. And I wrote a little terrible, so hopefully I can read my own writing. Okay, we're talking about Christians that are falling asleep, that are asleep. And you think, well, what is that? It's because so many times we fill our lives with worldly pursuits and ideas that shape our thinking and beliefs. So instead of growing closer to the Lord and being sensitive to Him, actually we are leading our own lives. And this can happen, you know, it's... Okay, well, I'm just going to go into it. All right, here are five warnings of Christians who are asleep. Okay. Number one, beware of missing out on good things. Sleeping Christians is also missing out on future rewards. So what I mean that we're sleeping is that we're giving in to other things and not keeping our focus on the Lord. And what we're doing is we're taking away our own blessings and our future blessings. We need to keep that focus on God at all times, and know that God is the only way that we can get through and keep our relationship open with Him. Okay? Number two is sometimes we just don't pray enough. We don't pray and we don't watch. The sleeping Christians are not alert to the enemies. I can't read my writing. His plots and schemes. You know, when you're not actively praising God and keeping in that relationship, you're not preparing yourself for the schemes of the devil. He can work in. And I say the devil, he's got so many demons. He doesn't, I guess he may have been after Larry Jr. over there. I mean, Satan's not going to mess with us. He will have his demons do that. But we have to actively keep that relationship and that open. And with everything going on right now with COVID and flu and politics and this and that, we have to be focused on God. We have to keep our eyes on the Lord. That's the only way we're going to get through this. And we have to be proactive about it. We can't just lay back and forget it. Number three, be wary of following the crowd. Lots of times we just get into a lifestyle where we follow other people. You know, oh, hey, this is cool to do this. We'll just do this right now. Or, hey, this is cool. We'll do this. We have to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All the time. All the time. Don't be sucked into starting following other things that are going on. We have to be vigilant about that. And when we start basing our stuff on worlds, on what's going on with the world, we will get sucked in, and then we will stray away from God.
Amen.
Number four, being unprepared. I can't talk. In Jesus' name, I can talk. Avoid being unprepared. You know, we need to put our armor on. We need to fight this fight. We are warriors. We are warriors. We have the heart and the graciousness of David. We have the strength of Samson. We have so many biblical leaders that stood out and showed all their strength in the Lord. And that's the only way we're going to get through these times. Amen? So we have to be prepared for what's going on around us. Because when Jesus comes, we're not going to know it's going to come. He's going to come in unexpectedly. Number five, sometimes we wallow in the darkness. We are children of the light, but sometimes we find ourselves in the darkness. I've been struggling with this. You know, I told y'all about the relationship, you know, that I thought Tony and I, you know, that he was the one sent from God, but he was so far from it. And I'm having to start counseling over it. So, you know, sometimes we can pray for something and pray for something and pray for something, and God says, no, this is not good for you. No, no, no. I think sometimes he steps back and goes, okay, here it is. You deal with it. And it's so painful, so very painful. You know, we've got to listen to God. When he says, don't do this, we don't need to do that. When he says, go and talk to this person, we need to go and talk to that person. Well, we need to witness, give money, whatever it is. We need to do, we need to be obedient during all this time. Because, you know, faith plus obedience gives us power in the Lord. We are not just a whiny little army. We have got God on our side. We are warriors. We are triumphantly in this battle together. That's why we come and have groups that we're, all the Christians are alive. Because in the world, you get out there and you start thinking like the world. But we come here today on God's land, or God's, I'm sorry, it's not, it is his land, but on God's church. We are here to encourage each other, to lift each other up. That's what we're here for. And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, hey, things are really going bad. I really need the Lord. It's okay. That's what we're here for. Amen. If we can't lift each other up and love each other, is nobody on the outside going to do it for us? So we've got to learn how to accept each other where we are. Am I going to upset you? Yes, most assuredly I'm going to upset you sooner or later. Oh, they didn't, you know, they didn't talk to me, but they hugged Cindy, or talked to Edith, but they, you know, they didn't hug Edie, whatever. This right here, this is God's sacred place. This is holy ground. And when we come in, and I know we had disturbances coming with Ruth, and that's so sad and so scary, but this is still holy ground right here, and God is still worthy to be praised.
Amen.
So whatever you're struggling going through, whatever you're doing, me with my self-pity, me with being verbally and emotionally abused for 6 weeks straight every single day and demeaning me, and I mean, well, I can tell you horror stories, but I'm not going to. It's not the Chris hour. I have to fight against self-pity. But whatever it is you're going through, you're struggling, there's a God that wants to meet your needs. And we've got to realize that, soak that in. God, it's you and me. It's you and me. Whatever is between us, I don't want that. God is always with you. Always. It's us that turn our heads. It's us that turn our backs. We get involved with finances. We get involved with our infirmities. We get involved with people hurt your feelings all the time. We get involved with all the things that we shouldn't be. We need to be involved with God.
Amen.
God has the answer. I don't have the answer. I can tell you what I feel like God led me to say, for, you know, to speak through me. And most assuredly, our beloved pastor, we love him so much. But you need to find the answer. You need to know who you are in God. You need to look in the mirror and go, you know what, I'm a child of the King, and I can do all things that strengthens me through Christ Jesus. I know it's read my favorite verse up. But I can do everything I need to do because of his strength.
Amen.
I am worthy. My righteousness was bought the day that Jesus Christ died for me. That's the only reason that we're righteous. And let me tell you, God doesn't need you to tell him how to figure stuff out. We're all going, now God, if you would do this and you do that, God doesn't need that. God needs us to praise him and to be with him, doing his work. That's what we're here for, and to glorify his name and to sing praises to him. Give him the glory and the honor always. And whatever struggles you're going through, you will be a mighty testimony for the Lord. And that's what we're here for, our testimony that might touch another person's heart. So please don't fall asleep being a Christian. Be proactive. Get in there and read your Bible. Pray and pray. And some days you can't pray, you call somebody else. You don't have to tell them, oh, so-and-so did this and blah, blah. You just say, hey, pray for me. I need it. That's all we have to do.
Amen.
So we love one another. We support each other here. This is, it's a good thing. We have a good thing here at Bartimaeus. We really, really do. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to pray for Ruth. I am so concerned that her time is not long on this earth. She's just really gone downhill, and I we went over the other day, well, after we prayed with you and Tim, we went over there and we had to tell her 5 times within 15 minutes that Tim had died.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, she went, who died? You know, I mean, of course, she's 94. You're going to lose some of your memory loss, but she just, I mean, she's really failing. And I hate that because she's such a wonderful person. You know, we need to respect our elders. And I say elders, I'm one of the oldest people here. But, you know, they have wisdom, okay? And she has showed us so much through her wisdom through the years. So anyway, I'm going to pray, and then whoever wants to pray for Ruth, we'll pray, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. May we not be asleep. Lord, may we be proactive in your word, in your prayers, wanting to help others, wanting to extend our hand. Lord, just please give us that fire in our hearts that we want to do better and better for you, Lord. May we are your army, so you lead us, Father. We love you. We just thank you for this time together. And we just please be with the singing. Please be with the pastor as he brings the word. And may this be a joyous day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So who wants to pray for you? I mean, we can all definitely pray together. But I'm really concerned for her. Who wants to pray for Ruth?
That's okay
to cry. We need to pray for her. So why don't you start it? Don, you chime in. Not chime in, but you go for it, and then I'll end it, okay? All right, go ahead, Ruth.
Dear Jesus, thank you for Ruth. Thank you for her friendship with Edward.
Yeah.
And thank you for her friendship with our church.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be a whole lot without her. I mean, you know how she has been a secretary and then had to have some help getting when she got older. And I don't know what else to say, but thank you for Ruth, and please help her have Kate peace, and I know she already has that peace.
Yes, she does.
And can you help Kathy to be in the right relationship with you too?
Yes.
And thank you for Kimmy that get to go with to be the little rock that Kathy might need to keep herself. In Jesus' name.
I just pray that whatever Ruth is going through right now, you'll be with her and help her. And I know I do believe that she's given her life to you, and she's done with her life what you wanted her to do. And you know, it's just hard at times like this to know what to say and what to do, but we just all love her and want to have the best for her. If it's to stay here and to keep going, that's fine, but if it's your will to take her, just please don't let her go through a lot of pain, please. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. I agree with these prayers, Father. Ruth means so much to each and every one of us. She's been the rock. She's been the leader. Father, she was there so many years, 60 years with this church. And she has ministered to us. She has partaken of wisdom on us, and we love her. And Father, right now, as she's in that emergency room or wherever she's at, I ask, Lord, that you would heal her in Jesus' name. I think we should always ask for healing, Lord, no matter what. I pray for healing for her. You touch her body. You help her heart rate. Whatever's going on with her, I just pray in Jesus' name that you would touch her and heal her and give her the peace. Please, Lord, just surround her room with angels watching over her and protecting her. I pray for the doctors and the nurses, that each and every person that has something to do with her during her stay right now, that they would be washed by your blood, Father, and that they would know exactly what to do and take care of her. Father, I agree, just pray for Kathy and Kimmy, and I just pray in Jesus' name that you would look over them and help them and be the strength that they need to be during this time. May they lean on you during this time. Father God, please help Ruth. She means so much to us, and I just don't want to let her go. But Lord, you know what's best. You have her day and time already done. But I just pray for complete healing today in Jesus' name for Ruth. That she would feel better, not have any pain, that she would just be okay. And I just give you this glory and the honor, and we just love you so much, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.